Hi, welcome to the Bridge the Gap podcast. I'm Jennifer Wyman, and we also have with us today
Nikki Webster.
We are both directors of Bridge the Gap Child Mental Health CIC, an organisation committed to making a difference to children's mental health within Derby City and beyond. So we're going to talk today, Nick, aren't we, a little bit about our community hubs.
Yeah, so this is a project that we've been collaborating with Derby County Community Trust on, and we're really excited to be able to offer two different community hubs within the city locally for you to access for parent support as well as young person support.
Yeah, and it's been really interesting actually, hasn't it? Because actually the premise of the community hubs is something that is very closely linked to us. It's where we started from, really. You know, I used to walk around Little Over wheeling my little trolley of resources, where we would set up in cafes or libraries and just offer that space for parents when they've got concerns about their child's mental health. And often that ends up supporting their mental health as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think as well, a lot of us have heard recently more and more discussion around mental health on media, social media, and there is definitely a rise in anxiety in particular, and within our city, but also across the UK, as we will know. And it's just about offering that space that's non-judgmental,
yeah,
that's for a parent to just drop in,
yeah,
share some of those concerns and find out a little bit more about child development and a little bit more about how they can support their child through that space.
Yeah, and empowering the parents, right? Because this is something that I found as a parent really difficult was, well, this is great, but what do I do at home that can benefit, yeah, my child and my family and their overall well-being? And I think that's something that is coming back from the feedback from the hubs that we're delivering already. So on the Wednesday, so every other Wednesday, we're doing the Wellbeing Wednesdays, we're calling them, the free parent drop-ins. And it's really lovely because obviously they're getting a bit of reflexology if they want it, they're accessing essential oils, they're having some opportunity to explore a little bit of journaling, have a little bit of discussion around, like we just said, their child's mental health, and take some resources.
That's it. I'm just going to read out a quote that we got given yesterday on the back of some feedback on the Wellbeing Wednesday. I love Wellbeing Wednesdays. It is an opportunity to be out of the house with people who get it, who understand the difficulties we're going through, a chance to talk through what's going on and have advice and reassurance without any judgment. And that is everything to us.
Yeah.
That's the space we have tried to cultivate. And like Jennifer said, empower parents to choose to reflect on their parenting journey and make differences where they perhaps do need to be made to support their child's mental health.
Yeah, and it's really hard to have those conversations when you're scared of what people are going to say about you personally, because my goodness, aren't we judged as parents?
Oh,
it's everywhere. And that is absolutely the opposite of what we create at Bridge the Gap. It's a very non-judgmental space. And to hear that get it,
yeah,
because isn't that what we say all the time, that children need, they need people to know that they get it,
yeah,
and just for them to take away some ideas, support. And what I love, Nick, what I've really loved seeing is all the parents supporting each other.
Yeah. Oh, yesterday it was just lovely.
Yeah.
We had our busiest hub yet yesterday.
Yeah.
And just so nice to have parents sat together exploring similar issues, particularly around anxious children, and empowering each other to be on this reflecting journey together.
Yeah, and also a lot of chat around behaviour, which I think is so important because behaviour and mental health are intrinsically linked. You can't separate the two. So actually seeing parents help other parents kind of join the dots as to, well, why that behaviour might be showing up for their child. And I find that's really useful and lovely to see, because again, it's about lifting each other up, and that for that parent's mental health is everything. And the child mental health community hub has been quite the journey, I would say myself, because when we started this was a new service for Bridge the Gap through the OA project. And so it's on a Tuesday evening and it's for primary school age children. And it's completely free, and they book online because obviously numbers, we need to make sure that we're keeping children safe. And I've been amazed by a couple of things. One, how reflective we've had to be as to what we're offering and how we're approaching those sessions. But also how quickly children share and support each other when put in the right environment.
In a safe space.
Yeah.
And again, without judgment.
Yeah. To see them create permission for each other to talk about their feelings.
It's phenomenal to see, isn't it? And I'll just read out a quote and some of the feedback from children that we've had around this. I come to Bridge the Gap community hub to try and help me with my anxiety. The people have been really kind and helpful. The room makes me feel calmer because it has lots of nice things to look at and do. And I think for us, that's just so nice to hear that from the children. It's a space that we have tried to make calming and inviting, whilst also fun and meeting that part of it for children. And so many of those children that are coming to this community hub have been through experiences like we all have in the last 2 years that have caused an increase in anxiety, uncertainty, behaviour, anger, just feeling out of control.
Processing bullying that they've experienced has
friendship
come up a lot.
Concerns.
Friendships, yeah.
And
absolutely.
To be able to offer a space that they can feel calm and safe and soothed within is just a brilliant, brilliant resource in our city.
Yeah, I think one of the key points, and which would be lovely to end on actually, is after the first community hub, and a young boy had come who'd never accessed Bridge the Gap before. So that in itself is really important. The community hubs is making the service more accessible to other people. And his mum messaged us. I don't know if you remember And she said, I do not know what happened in that hub, which was play, chats, permission giving, validating, empathy,
creating.
But I feel like I've got my little boy back for the first time in forever.
Yeah.
And that for us is everything that we are striving for.
She ended that comment with, it's the first time I've seen him smile in probably about 5 years.
Oh, and imagine what we could do with even more money for more hubs. It would be amazing. But yeah, really nice to chat, Nick, today about and reflect on the community hubs, the success of them, and huge thanks to the OA programme for funding them. And I hope if you would like to find out more about the hubs, maybe you are thinking, I would like my child to attend one. Maybe you are a parent that needs a bit of support. Then just head over to our website, jwbridgethegap.com, and all the dates are on our community projects page. Lovely to chat, Nick.